Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and we're in the middle of the Christina Liu Show, and we're sharing lots of information around the town. And we were just talking at the break about the lousy weather.
I know.
I'm getting ready for Fun Day Monday. I don't know when it starts, but you'll talk about that in a
minute. Yes, Fun Day Monday is actually kicking off the first Monday in July.
The first Monday in July.
Which is, I guess, after 4th of July weekend, so whatever day that is.
Okay.
I'm up. They're actually going to come in. We have someone coming in from Community Services closer in June to promote that program. But I really encourage people to go there. You know, Fun Day Monday is a great reason to get out there, and there's transportation available. And in July, they actually have their health fair, and then my personal favorite is on August 2nd, they have the Hometown USA, which is a tribute to all the armed forces, which is really, is my absolute favorite. But I think, you know, it's really nice. You get to meet people. It's social. There's so many activities that go on at Fun Day Monday. I mean, between exercising and there's going to be different themes each week. And
there's food, right? There's hot dogs at one of these?
There's hot dogs at the Hometown one. Yeah. Right. But they're snacks. They have a little snack tent that you can buy. I think everything's a quarter. Don't quote me, but I think that's what it is.
Okay.
You know, there's different.
And with the hot dogs, they have ketchup and mustard?
Yes, I believe so. Because, you know, the hot dogs do get a little tricky. I don't know if you've ever witnessed the hot dog line when they do have these hot dogs at events.
Oh, okay. And now they have Heinz ketchup?
You know, I don't know. I'd have to find out.
Heinz 57 variety.
Oh, that's like the best.
Now, you know what 57 stands for? Think about it.
I don't know.
Heinz has 57 varieties of pickles. Do you believe that? That's what Heinz 57
really?
Means. Yeah, yes. You've heard Heinz 57. It represents 57 varieties of pickles. I thought it was 57 items they had.
Yeah.
But it's also significant for another reason.
I wonder what it could be. What could it possibly be?
I mean, there's nobody here to work with
today.
Could it be
something on my birthday?
It's 57 days since.
Oh, there we go. Wow.
But that is true. It's 57 pickles.
Oh, I'm going to totally share that. I'm sharing that fun fact when I get home.
I thought it was like mustard and ketchup and
relish. Right, like all different.
They had different things.
57. I'm actually curious to know all the varieties of pickles.
I have no idea.
That's weird.
Wow, very impressive. I know you like hit the 57 when you're trying to get out like ketchup, you know, when it's like hard.
Oh, really?
Get it in that spot. Yeah, it comes out.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
That's another fun fact. See, we're just learning a lot about ketchup. See, we talk about everything
That's
on
it.
PI
this
and
is
you.
A very.
But, oh, very interesting. I like that. I also want to remind people, I think there's a couple of spaces available for the 2018 AARP driving course. It's going to be June 9th. I believe there's a couple of spaces left. Call 311 or 869-6311 to find out actually about that. It's from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., $20 for members and $25 for non-members. And I really encourage people to go. You know, you can get money off your insurance, or
right,
you can
absolutely.
Get like lower point, whatever it is, and you also can learn something, which, you know, we certainly always want to let people do. Also, which is available, is the 2018 Parks and Recreation Guide is available online at the North Hempstead website, or you can call 311. This book tells you about all the different parks, and you'll be actually blown away by just when you think you know all the parks, you don't know all the parks. There's hours of operation, membership fees, different programs for adults and children, boating information, fitness and hobby classes, summer programs, and the list of the awesome summer concerts and events.
Amazing.
Which they'll be on the radio show, too, to talk about all the concerts because they always try and have some kind of new snazzy concert that all different music genres, too, which I think is great about the Parks Department.
We've had that conversation between the towns. I mean, the town of North Hempstead, mm-hmm. and then Nassau County, and then the villages.
Right.
Like in Great Neck Plaza every Tuesday night. It's you can go to a concert almost at least every other night.
No, and it's free, and it's nice.
Right.
I really, I certainly encourage people to do these things. And, you know, it's cool. You just literally call 311, and 311 can say, oh, you know, what's going on this day? And they could let you know what's happening. So I think that's just a shout out to the awesome call center that North Hempstead has, because I think other townships would love to have that kind of call center.
Right.
It's the one-stop shop. Also, I just want to remind people, there's a great organization out there. They always send me stuff to promote. It's Jarrett University, University Without Walls. We've had them on the show before, and they do these telephone classes over, you know, obviously on the phone, which I think is great. So if you are homebound, you know, you're able to still be a part of these things and connect and participate in these classes, which I think is really something special. And what the new thing they're doing is Circle Talk, which is weekly conversations. And you can join us for a weekly phone call. You can engage in just discussion and conversation and talk about different thought-provoking things that are going on in the news, whatever it might be, and share your different life experiences. And I think that's just really nice, you know, because this way you're still kind of part of things, and it's just it makes you feel included, which I think is certainly wonderful. And then going solo, valuing our time at home. That's through a social worker, Constance Gemson, who actually will be facilitating that. Learn how loneliness is defeat and solitude is victory. So it's a positive way to kind of encourage people how to stay involved, even if you might be homebound, which is great. And there's a whole bunch of different topics that they do over there. If you are interested in joining for this, call 1-877-819-9147. Or you can go to DeRoteUSA.org/UWW to register. It's $15 per program, or you can get a scholarship also for free. So it's definitely something I think, and it's really easy. Participation is easy. DeRote will call you 5 to 10 minutes before the class starts. You just pick up your phone and listen and join into the conversation, which I think is great. You know, and there's a lot of, you know, as we were saying, with bad weather or whatever your condition be, you know, this way you're not just sitting there watching TV all day.
Yeah, you
know,
no, that's a great idea.
You're able to engage and socialize, which I think, you know, and keeps your brain going. I mean, there's just so many benefits to all these great things. So call 311 or 869-6311 for that information as well. Also, before the break, I was mentioning, which a lot of people are very interested in, Cornell Cooperative Extension does a program with us, and once a month they have a different topic over at Magnolia Gardens in Westbury. And on June 20th, they're doing Fruits and Veggies Bingo.
Whoa.
Which is fun because it's combining a lot of things. So it's, you know, you're playing bingo, but it's actually an interactive class on fruits and vegetables. So you could learn how to eat healthier by incorporating fruits and veggies, but while playing bingo. So I think they've mastered quite the thought because, you know, who doesn't love bingo? And this way you're actually able to, you know.
Who doesn't love bingo?
I mean, listen, bingo prize, then you get to learn about fruits and veggies. This is definitely going to be, I'm sure, a very well-attended one at Magnolia Garden. So, and anybody can go there. Yeah, you just call 3-1. I mean, they you're not, you don't need it, you're not forced to, but we always recommend so we can get an idea because it might be standing room only.
Oh, would a bingo like that?
Who knows? Fruit and
vegetable bingo?
Who absolutely knows? And I also want to remind people to...
That's Raise the Roof, right? Raise the Roof.
Yeah. I like that. I wish there was a cam on John right now. I want to remind people to download the WCWP.org app. It is so easy. You know, I'm always promoting it to people. My whole family has it officially downloaded. And I really recommend it. It's certainly the easiest way to listen to the show if you are on the go. And you can download it on any kind of mobile device. So if you have, you know, an iPad, whatever, you know, it might be a phone, an Android device, you're able to download this. And John one day had downloaded it right on the air
to show us
just how easy it really is and how fast it is.
It really is.
It was quite rapid. We weren't actually aware that was going to happen so fast.
Actually, I had it on yesterday.
It's just great.
And I don't know if you know the music schedule. It was like blues. It was nice music. I know they do different types of music. This was wonderful.
No, that's what's great about the station too. There's a lot of diverse topics and music as well that is on the station. But I just encourage people. It's a great way. And this way, you know, everyone's like, oh, the service, you know, the radio. But this way, it's on your phone.
Right.
You could walk around the house with it. You could take a walk with it. You know, whatever you want to do. And
you could listen to the radio when you're going to school on the phone, and you'd be cheating.
Listen, you could. Yeah.
You'll be able to. Meanwhile, you're listening to the CWP.
There you go. But it's really simple. And once you have it downloaded, you literally just click on it, and you can tune into our show or of the other shows that are on this as well. So definitely check that out. Also coming up, we have Beach Feast. Hopefully the weather. We've been having kind of rough luck, North Hempstead, with this rain. Luckily, the fireworks actually occurred last week, but it was certainly rough for a brief period with the weather. But Beach Feast, hopefully August is sunny and beautiful. This is August 18th. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it is going to be, there'll be an antique car show there, all kinds of different food trucks, and it's really, really a fun event. There's entertainment. It's a great time. So definitely mark your calendars down for that as well. And there's so many. There's something else I want to see. And my papers are like all over the place. And I'm not sure like where the thing was I was trying to promote. Oh, here we go. Clark Botanic Garden has all the classes are going on. They've been going strong for a couple of weeks now. And I want to remind people to please, please, please check out Clark Botanic Garden because it's a beautiful facility. They're looking for more people to sign up for these classes because you could learn how to compost, how to recycle the rain, native plant gardening, and just sustainable yard care, all these really eco-friendly kind of things, which I think is really just it's important and it's a fun reason to be there. And on the also same page as eco-friendly, Town Hall installed bike racks outside to encourage alternative transportation, which I think is great. You know, they're really trying to encourage people to ride their bikes to work, which if anyone's been to Town Hall, the parking there is certainly rough. So the rack is located near the side door of Town Hall on Andrew Street. And it's just really nice that they're trying to encourage doing that. And it's healthy for numerous things and the environment as well. So
no, I agree. I mean, trying to park there, it's craziness.
Absolutely. So it's just ride your bike there. And the weather is nice. Next week, we have Councilwoman Anna Kaplan coming on.
Okay, I saw that.
Which will be exciting. And then we have a veteran, actually, Dennis Greenberg, who will be on as well to be interviewed about his story.
Now, he's from one of the...
He's a Great Neck resident. He just called me, wanted to come on the radio. He saw the Pioneer.
Oh, good
so,
for
yeah,
him.
So he's a veteran. He was in the post-Vietnam... He's a post-Vietnam veteran. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll hear his story, how he got involved, and it should be very exciting. So.
Terrific. So that's next week. Exciting. And that's it for this week. It's amazing. I mean, it just really flies. But it was another terrific show, and lots of information was shared. So you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.